Greetings and welcome to our Wednesday Rewind here at Believers City Church. We're in Menominee, Wisconsin. I'm Pastor Tim. I'm the lead preaching pastor here at Believers Church. Each week we gather here to rewind, if you will, our previous Sunday service. And this time we do it in dialogue, a discussion-based scenario immediately following this radio broadcast, this TV broadcast, and small groups throughout our region will be together to have that one-on-one discussion. If you're local, you're probably listening to 101.7 FM Street Level Radio. And if you're further away, you're probably listening and watching via the internet, maybe regional TV. But no matter how you got here, we're glad you are here. Our message last Sunday was entitled, Giving All Diligence. And it was from a text out of 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. Hey, let's get into it.
I think it's interesting that God put these at the end of the New Testament, kind of bracing you, you know, through all the good news, you know, the Gospels and, you know, Galatians and Romans and all of God's grace, until you get down here and God says, now it's time to be a big boy and a big girl and step up. And 2 Peter certainly is that, right along with 1 Peter. Somewhere along the way, he came to understand and came to be able to embrace the strength of the Spirit that was within him and leave his flesh behind. It's called maturity. In this letter, Peter now writes concerning the complete relationship, quote unquote, with Jesus Christ. The wholeness, if you will, of both Christ's message and his presence in our personal lives. On his way out the door, as I said, he's going to take one final shot. That was the most important thing. One more shot. One more attempt to point us toward the deep. To point us towards that firm and critical personal relationship with Christ. One more shot. Occasionally I hear the claims of some rebellious person who wants to taunt us. You know, and he says, oh man, usually it's by email because that's the way we lob these things. We don't actually say these to people. We rather anonymously email them. I have never been so happy now that I have got away from church and got away from Jesus' faith. And I don't doubt that. I doubt that you're happy. Happy like going to the circus. I'm happy like going to the fair, I think. But peace? No. Diligence means some effort is requested. And that may be new to you. Maybe you've been going to church that keeps painting a picture that's just like, Jesus does it all. Jesus does it all. And doesn't that sound nice? And when it talks about salvation, that is absolutely a fact. But that's not where it stops usually. It's Jesus does it all, Jesus does it all. And they kind of paint a picture. So you just sit there in your chair and you relax. And you know, we're just going to, you know, give away cotton candy and balloons. And everything's fine. You don't have to do anything at all because God's just going to do it all. That is not the Bible. That is not Christianity. I don't know what it is. God seeks a reply this morning, Christian. A response, a reciprocation. And that's going to require some effort on your part. Yeah. Not for salvation, but for sanctification. Look around. Are the old people without Jesus, is that working really good? They're so happy and so fulfilled. And, you know, they just got great. Their marriages are awesome. And their family life is awesome. And they're fulfilled and challenged. It's just awesome. No, it isn't awesome at all. And yet, we're just going to go down that same road. Yay!
You know, we noted on Sunday when we were together, the issue of endurance was, ironically, one of the Apostle Peter's favorite issues. And we must know that throughout the writing of both of these letters, 1st and 2nd Peter, the heat was on for these people. This was no little splinter that they were dealing with. This was Nero. This was Satan. And as we begin the second letter, Peter, you know, wrote, we must also know that for Peter, this was it. These were Peter's last words before he was executed for his faith. This was Peter's last shot. Now, we can gather then that whatever he had to say herein was important. We could say critical, even. He was going to go down swinging, and man, do I admire and respect him for that attitude. Too often, I think we tend to slink out of this life with a whimper and a whine. But if anyone can, for Jesus, go down in a blaze of glory, well, that's worth noting. Soon, Peter would be executed, crucified. The wholeness of both Christ's message, the wholeness of his presence. This is more than just, an intellectual understanding or some sort of passive church attendance. Peter will begin to lay out here a life in Christ wherein one embraces the whole nature of Jesus, the whole Christian package, the totality of a radical sold-out faith. Now, Peter, he introduces himself in this letter as both slave as well as apostle. And he writes this letter to, quote, those who have obtained like precious faith. That's us. Clearly, we can therefore receive the following words in this letter as if they were addressed specifically and uniquely to us. Now, verse 3 here, it kicks the doors open in this letter with a passionate zeal, because Peter says that we have been given, again, please note, past tense, given all things that pertain to life, all things that pertain to godliness. Everything? Well, apparently so. Some people now reach the critical point in 2 or 3 weeks of them coming into the church where they realize that they were not going to receive, at least by their own efforts, everything. All things. But you see, they were striving to attain these things on their own. They were looking for everything, all things, but in the eyes of the world. So, again, 2 or 3 weeks in, they're gone. Some took a decade. But arrive they do, wherein finally they were not getting what they perceived that they needed. And so they moved on, as if the church was some sort of social service office. Now, where does this diligence that Peter speaks of, where is this coming from? That this diligence he's advocating throughout this letter, where is this diligence that we are to apply to our lives to come to know all these things? Where is that diligence birthed? Where does it find root? Where does it flourish? Well, first of all, we need to know that this doesn't come to us like a commodity, but rather it's actually a side effect of the most critical element of all. Our love, our very passion for the one who redeemed us in the first place. You see, throughout Scripture, we are told repeatedly that our love, if it is real love, will create in us an affection, a devotedness, a forward action in our lives. A life that seeks diligence therein lies within this original word, this idea of earnestness and striving. We are to literally strive, the Bible calls us to, for something called virtue,
Peter says. Now, that's a word that has fallen out of use, hasn't it? Virtue. Virtue is a high achievement, a high purity, where we're to move then on by adding to that knowledge. Now, this knowledge, unlike the knowledge in the greater context of this passage, but this knowledge, this word specifically, this is the knowledge we get through study. So clearly, we're talking two different knowledge. This one, in this case, study of the word, the consuming of the deeper truths and challenges of scriptural direction, seeking to know what God wants, seeking to understand his truths. And if we do not, gang, we're doomed to a lifetime of immature walking and ultimately much failure. You see, to that knowledge, we are to add, according to Peter, temperance. That means self-control, wherein we'll be effective and we'll be fruitful. Not just for the furthering of the kingdom, but for ourselves, our lives as we pass through this life. Now, the knowledge of Christ must move, therefore, from the intellect into actions, from the heart, from the head to the heart, and from the heart to the hands and feet. Peter, like in his first letter, is still desiring to see in the believers a real living out, practically, of what they hear. And finally, to that knowledge, we are to add self-control. That means a commitment, really, to the word no. Not such a popular word in our American economy today. So Peter begins this letter by saying, if these traits and these actions actually exist in us, and yes, abound in us, we will not fail. We will not fall. We will not turn back. We will not forget. And you know, if anyone should know that truth, well, I gotta believe that would be the Apostle Peter.